We are delighted that you're joining us for another podcast of Wake Up Align, and it is the podcast for chiropractors, where we get to talk about chiropractic, chiropractic lifestyle, and topics of interest. You can contact us through our email, and that is mailbag@amcfamily.com. You are joining Wake Up Align, the podcast for chiropractors and people interested in subjects of interest to chiropractors. I am your host, Dr. Shannon McMurtry, here with Tom Owen, and also very special guest, Dr. Tara Horrell. Dr. Tara, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You and I have been working diligently. We're not the only ones, but we've been working here recently on getting prepared for our last two summit training weekends for the year. We have one coming up in Kansas City, another one coming up in Atlanta. That's October and November. And I wanted to spend some time talking about that subject, because this is not just something that is a subject that we're prepared to instruct on and bring to our membership. This is something that we see very pervasive in chiropractic and in the offices, not just in the people that we serve, but in general. So I thought it'd be good to talk about that a little bit and share with our audience. And remember, Dr. Tara, not everybody who's tuning in is a member of AMC Aligned. So we may have to do some explanation on some of these concepts and topics, but just thought it would be good to share what we're working on with our audience today. So why don't you give some backstory as to how we landed on that subject of compliance, and maybe even expand into the goals discussion that we had as well.
Sure. Well, you know, we were looking at October and November, and, you know, we both coach quite a few people within Aligned. And a resounding theme that has been coming up in practices is the frustration with patients not following instructions, not coming to what we call patient orientation class, or, you know, your healthcare class that you have, not bringing their guest or someone who's interested in their health to reports and to that class and other things. And also just overall frustration. You know, when we talk about what our system and our principles are designed to do, we've talked about the stress-free or low-stress, referral-based, fun, profitable practice, right? And I feel like, for me at least, when I was in practice, the compliance part is the fun part, right?
You're right.
When patients are following through with your recommendations, they're getting awesome results, they're telling other people, they're writing awesome success stories, they're referring other people, and that's the fun part.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're not, it's less fun.
Well, it is the fun part, but I have to be very transparent here in this moment. The first time I had to address non-compliance with a patient, that was not a very fun moment. Fun moment for me. I remember we had a patient who she was, you know the type. She was one of these, you help me, I'm going to refer in everybody I work with, blah, blah, blah. You know, she was really just smoking me up and, you know, just starting, trying to get my feet under me. Yeah, that was important to me. I wanted to have a good relationship with her. But she used that that promise of something in the future to manipulate me. Mm-hmm. And she was a problem from the word go. And I wasn't strong enough, of course, to nip it in the bud when it first showed up. So when she started changing her appointments, it got so bad where she changed her appointments four times in one day, and she was rude to my office receptionist. So she came in 5 o'clock. I had all day to think about this and think about, you know, how bad it was going to go and blah, 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 blah. So in that moment, I had decided, well, it's a line in the sand. We can't continue doing this. Right. And I had all day to think about it. But Dr. Tara, I was so scared And my hands were shaking so badly. I walked in the room, put the chart down on the wall desk, and then put my hands behind me and leaned against them against the wall so she wouldn't see my hands shaking, right? And I had the compliance conversation. She flipped out. She left. You know, she tried to say hurtful things, but honestly, I don't even remember what she said now. Just remember that she's not coming back. And I remember immediately after just a sense of relief. I was relieved that I did the work, right? That I did the hard thing, but I was more relieved that I wasn't going to see her ever again. And I thought to myself, I was so nervous and so scared about losing her. But on the other side, I'm so relieved that she left me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it becomes fun. And you look forward to those things that compliance brings about, the results and the good relationship and that kind of stuff. But I'll just be honest with you, Dr. Tara, the first time maybe you do that or you go down that pathway, it's very frightening. But I have never had anybody report back to me that they are mad at themselves, that they expected the patients to be compliant and do their part.
Yeah, I'm glad it was only stressful and nerve-wracking for you the first time. Because
that's exactly
for me,
right, yeah.
It was nerve-wracking. I'm a recovering people pleaser. Right?
And so, do you go to People Pleasers Anonymous? Is that what you do?
Hello, my name is Dr. Tara. But for me, it was very nerve-wracking every time.
Right.
And I really had to learn how to motivate myself through those moments and talk to myself about how that was important for the patient and not for my practice or for me, or else I wouldn't have done it for me.
So you had to get your emotions or your head behind the fact that you have to do this because it's in the patient's best interest, not necessarily in your best interest.
Absolutely. I remember the first 2.5 years of practice. I was in my hometown. I was, 27 years old. I looked really young then. I'm the youngest of 7 kids. Like, look, I can tell the story that I told myself, right? About why people weren't going to follow what I said, right?
Right.
I can tell you what the narrative was. I just gave it to you. And I had to learn how to overcome those things. And that was by saying, look, if they don't do this, they're going to like me a lot less later if I've not told them the truth, and nothing but the truth at this point in time.
Mm.
It's more loving mm-hmm. to have this hard conversation with them now. For them to maybe be upset now, but to know that it was the right thing later than it is for me to ignore it.
I was going to say that, you know, in that moment, I'm so afraid and so scared and all this sort of stuff. But those opportunities to reset my expectations with people and talk about my expectations of their compliance, they got easier and easier and easier over the coming months and even years. And the irony of that whole process of growth for me was, and I'd like to get your insight on your side as well, the stronger I got with compliance and being able to have those conversations and reinforce my boundaries and my expectations, the less opportunity I got to enforce them, right? It's like... Once I got over it, once I learned how to do it and it wasn't going to kill me, or I wasn't going to be, you know, torn up at night because people walked out of my office, it's like all the opportunities or all the issues that people used to bring up earlier in my career just suddenly vanished overnight. Did you notice the same?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what Dr. Owen told us, right? That if you can handle anything, you won't have to handle much of anything.
There you go. That's so true.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, you sit in classes. I remember sitting there later on, you know, because I've been in AMC and aligned for 17 years or however many it is at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember sitting in classes in Core One and listening to people go through the system that were new with it. And they were having these issues with, well, the patient's giving me problems about x-rays or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they'd say, well, raise your hand if you have patients that are saying the exact same thing. And none of us raise our hands, right? And it's because the system takes care of those things. And we don't have the problem because we know how to handle it if it ever did come up. So therefore, we didn't necessarily have the problem more than one time, right? But, you know, as a new doctor, you think of all the scenarios of what could go wrong and what could happen and what might happen if I say this to a patient. You know, we talk about the question principle. I've talked about that a lot this last week. And I see people get so flustered. Well, I want to make sure that I ask the right question.
Oh, boy. Right.
And we miss the whole idea that the question is to gain understanding. Not to ask the right question and to get them to somehow manipulate that patient into doing what you want them to do, right? You don't control the outcome. There's nothing out there that's ever going to get you to control every outcome. But
now you realize the control freaks listening right now just ran off the road, right? They just threw their phone through the wall. Sorry, control freaks.
Yeah, that's another meeting.
Yeah, for sure.
That I probably should sign up to. But once you realize that you're trying to gain understanding and that the understanding's about a loving conversation with that other person, it's a lot easier to move ahead and do that. That it's in their best interest, not just yours, to have that conversation.
When you take that when you take that step of realizing that the rule, right? If you can take this thought pattern every time you turn a doorknob, or even when you just come in the front door of your office, you and your staff, if you can train the whole team to understand this one factor, this once you tackle and master this one factor, then it kind of starts addressing not just this issue that you're talking about. It really addresses almost any of the fears that are inside the office, because you're talking about a fear of confrontation. You're talking about the fear of compliance, fear of rejection. It'll take care of the fear of money when you really master it's not about you. That rule of really knowing that, well, it's not about me. It's about what's best for the patient. I need to do this for the This is what's best for the doctor-patient relationship. Their compliance is about the doctor-patient relationship, or their compliance is about, the doctor-patient relationship, the longevity of it. Every factor comes down to really owning it's not about you. And if you can, that'll help you through those moments, Dr. Shannon, when you were talking about your hands were shaking, you're leaning against the wall. I'm not doing this for me, because if I was doing this for me, I wouldn't be doing it. I'm doing it because it's what's really best in the long-term interest of this patient, whether she gets that care with me or someone else. This is a line in the sand, as you said. Same thing goes with the staff. Everything is about not what's best for the staff. It's not what's best for the doctor. It's what's best for the patient. Everything is not about you, you know, and we're sitting here today because there is a company, there is a movement, there is a mission called Aligned AMC. And what's our mentality, our rule? Shannon, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about Dr. Tara. It's about our purpose, our mission. And if I ever get in the way of that mission, then I'm not irreplaceable. If you ever get in the way of that mission, you're not irreplaceable, because the purpose and the mission of any business or movement has to be bigger than the person involved. And that, anyway, I'm just jumping in there and adding that component, because that's what you're really talking about. If you can learn that and own that each and every day, it'll help you through each and every situation that's going to arise. Right now, we're talking about compliance, but you could just as easily have been talking about the rejection over finance. You could just as easily be talking about the rejection of a particular care plan, or I don't do the POC because I don't like to talk in front of people. You know, get over it. It's not about you, right? Because a statistic that I can show is, if you're not doing a POC, I already know you have a retention issue. I don't have to look any further. I don't have to do any more diving as your mentor. You don't do a POC, you've got a retention issue, and you probably have a reduction of overall referrals, right? But why aren't you doing the POC? Because I don't like talking in front of people. It wasn't talking about you. Talking about, I thought we were running a business and a mission. Your career was about what's best for the patient.
Dr. Terry, you were talking about question principle there just a moment ago. I have two more stories about compliance out of my own life that really illustrate what it feels like on the other side. The first one is, and I know a lot of people have had this type of patient, it's the old patient who's been under chiropractic care longer than you've been alive, Sonny, right? I had that guy, and he was supposed to come to that class Tom was talking about. For those of you who don't know, we call it a patient orientation class. It's essentially a class on teaches them how to keep it fixed once we get them to a better state of health. All right. And that's a requirement for your new patients to attend before you'll accept them as a patient. So back to the story. He says he'll come to the class. He misses the first one. He misses the second one. The second one, I told him, you know, he's got one more chance, and he misses it a third time. And that was it. So I went in the room and I told him, I'm not going to be able to see you anymore. Now, am I telling all the listeners that you have to dismiss patients who don't come to class? No, that is not the essence of this story. The essence of this story is, he got really angry at me. This young man who hadn't been alive as longer than he's been seeing chiropractors his whole life. And he asked me point blank, "You mean if I don't come to that stupid class," his phrase, not mine, you're going to kick me out of your practice? And I said, "Yes, sir. Unfortunately, that is where we are." So he came to class the next class, sat in the very back with his arms crossed. "Dr. Terry, you know what that man had the audacity to say to me the next time I saw him as a patient? I really appreciate you inviting me to that class. I learned a lot." And I laughed about that. He just completely sidestepped all that silliness that he was doing up to that point and acted like it was, you know, yeah, it was a whole my idea to come to that class the whole time. So that's the first story. That's what it feels like on the other side when you're no longer scared and you've had some practice with having these conversations. My second story, and this one is not nearly as humorous, but I remember one day I was doing a consultation with a patient, and periodically you'll sit down with patients, Dr. Tara, and they say, "Oh, I've seen other chiropractors and, you know, I didn't like them. They didn't get results, whatever." And I just had an aha moment right there, thinking, how many of my former patients that I didn't reinforce my expectations of compliance with so they could get the best results possible, how many of my former patients are in somebody else's office saying, "I didn't like that Dr. Shannon. He didn't get results for me"? Because I had that realization in that moment that the chiropractic is actually pretty easy. You know, getting the results by removing the subluxation, that's a very simple but very effective way to get people healthy. The challenging part is the people. Mm-hmm. So if you have an issue with this, if this is a sore subject or a very touchy subject for you, just understand you are losing patients. They're going into the other doctor's office and they're telling that doctor, you didn't get results. And the truth is, you had just as much ability to get results as anybody else did. It wasn't you necessarily that failed that patient. It certainly wasn't chiropractic care that failed that patient. It was that patient who failed themselves, and you just contributed to the delinquency of an adult in the relationship, right? And that's something that we've all encountered. We've all had those patients come through who said, I tried Dr. Such and Such. They didn't help me. Any other thoughts on compliance before we move into question principle, Dr. Tara?
Number one, what you just said, I will not aid in the delinquency of adults. That was an earth-shattering statement for me back whenever I very first opened my practice.
Right.
Because it took the pressure off of me, right?
Mm.
And got me back onto what was important. So anyway, that was huge. And the other thing I want to talk about is that we don't just have compliance problems with patients. A lot of us have trouble with giving clear expectations and holding staff accountable.
Mm, very true.
And compliance with staff. So that's another place that compliance problems can rear their ugly heads, and another piece that makes it not fun at the office when you're not addressing those things.
Yeah, it's interesting how that fear of the confrontation, or you know, whatever is in that moment that's preventing you from doing what you're supposed to do. It's interesting how that keeps showing up in our relationships, right? Our relationships with staff, as a parent, my relationship with my children, and even truthfully, Dr. Tara, my relationship with myself. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard for me to expect other people to be compliant with their recommendations when I'm not being compliant with the recommendations people give me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's the same thing. It's just playing in different facets of our life.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's move on to a little bit more into question principle here. For those of you, again, you don't know anything about AMC Aligned except these podcasts, I want to share with you what we commonly refer to as question principle is just a principle of people management. It's a principle of remaining in control of the conversation. And most importantly, it's a way for you to maintain control over yourself, right? When you're thinking about the questions you should be asking, which lead to understanding, you have less invested in your emotions, your anger, your defensiveness, etc. So when you hear this phrase question principle, there's a lot more that's going into it than just asking, you know, a specific set of questions any given moment. So Dr. Tara, anything you want to add to that before we kind of jump into more details about question principle?
Well, I don't know about Dr. Tara, but I want to jump in because you were talking about compliance, correct? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what the last 15, 20 minutes was about. Isn't that what the Kansas City and Atlanta meetings, specifically In Depth and Genius, isn't there some special classes that are going to take place? And I believe they're Saturday afternoon. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, they'll definitely be Saturday, and we'll be dealing with compliance most of the day.
So if it's a big issue that we're keep hearing over and over and over, you know, through the mentors, and I know Dr. McMurtry, you can speak from this standpoint, being the director of mentorship inside of Aligned. This is a theme that we're hearing, not from just Dr. Tara, but from a lot of the mentors. It sounds to me like that Saturday afternoon in Kansas City if those are, if you're out there and you know who I'm talking to, you come to the weekends and then around 2-3 o'clock, you catch that, you start trying to catch that early flight back, you're going to miss a vital component. Because if I remember correctly, that's going to be, some of that's going to be a panel class where we're really going to work and break down these barriers. So I think you need to, let's just say it, make it a priority. In fact, I'm just going to throw this out here, Dr. Shannon. I think rather than you giving out the leadership lottery on Saturday mornings, I think you ought to give out the leadership lottery that you finish what you start. And we'll do it at the close of maybe on our taking it home session, because what we're covering Saturday afternoon is probably a whole lot more important than what we're covering Friday morning. And I'm not saying it's more important, but when it's going to fill this big of a need, I think it's a priority for the listeners. Go ahead and know that in October and November, you don't want to miss Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and I think if I can say so just across the board, what you're talking about there is the same thing that we're talking about here, right? It's breaking our word to ourselves. It's waking up in the morning and saying, I want this. I want a fun practice. I want a profitable practice, but not seeing that, look, I'm making the investment to be there, and being there the whole day is important. And I say this because that was a realization that I had to have back whenever I started coming to meetings. Meetings were 3-4 days. They were longer than they are now. And I remember there were times where Saturday afternoon, I was tired and my brain was full, I thought. And there were times that I prioritized downtime over being in the meeting, if I'm going to be brutally honest. I remember meeting my coach in the hallway after one of those moments of downtime. Why aren't you in class? That was the beginning of the end of missing any pieces of class. Because I really did start to ask myself, why was I not in class? And if I really did have a goal to be a million-dollar practice or be the very best chiropractor that I could be, maybe my breakthrough was in that Saturday afternoon class, and I just missed it. And I was showing up and I was praying like, God, please give me the answers, right? And then I just didn't even show up. So for me, being completely transparent, don't be like I was. be in those classes, be there on time, stay the whole time, because you never know when your breakthrough's coming.
That's exactly true. And, you know, we don't, you know, we've got so much time as a as an organization to create the content, structure it, and then deliver it. We don't create this content or structure and go, well, we know we have them for this day and a half. No, it's actually, it's a 4-day program that we're squeezing into 2.5 days, right? Let's be honest about it. And, you know, if your breakthrough is taking place, you're never, like you just said, you don't know where that breakthrough is. But just my brain, it's just, I'm a common sense cat, right? I don't get it. If I've gone to the trouble of flying, making the reservations, making the commitment, I'm taking up a weekend, I'm going to be in Kansas City, I'm flying from my palm trees here in Florida, I'm going to sacrifice and be there. And then I'm going to, you know, head out early and I'm going to miss 3 hours, which is like 25% of the weekend. It's just, that doesn't make sense to me. It's an investment and you're making other things a priority. I know I didn't mean to jump in and we were talking about compliance. We were talking about compliance, right? Are you going to be compliant to yourself and the objective that you created by becoming in this relationship with AMC Aligned? You've asked for us to come alongside you. You've asked for us to climb this mountain together. And yet the process that we got to take, you're making detours and we're not going to get to where we need to get to. And it just so happens Kansas City and Atlanta, there is a issue that is obviously a prominent issue throughout, which is in the compliance factors. It's feedback that we're getting. And there's the class, and I'm telling you, it's going to happen Saturday afternoon. You need to make it a priority. And I know we're up against the clock here, and I jumped in and took you on a detour there. But listen to what Dr. Tara said. You don't know where your breakthrough is. How are you driving that bus? You don't know the content that's coming.
And that breakthrough, especially a breakthrough on handling the relationship with your patients, that always precedes breakthroughs in your career and in your clinic. Mm-hmm. Like there's a list of people who've achieved really amazing things. You've heard me talk about Rod Dollinger, Dr. Rod, multiple times. He and his wife, Gina, are in New Orleans celebrating a wedding anniversary. And he saw 330 patient visits the week before he left. That's one man, 60 years old. His highest patient visit count for a week, and he does that in 3.5 days, by the way, right? He doesn't get to that point until he has control over his office. And that's what compliance and question principle, all these things provide to you as the practitioner. Derek Egan and his associate, Dr. Karen Hood, they are increasing their levels. They're well into the 1,000 plus, 1,100, 1,200 visits now. And they've grown in that because we are shortening the time, the face-to-face time, and we're running on time, and we're kind of having those conversations as we go about expectations and compliance. And we just have so many people like that, Tom, where they're achieving amazing levels of practice, practices that they have never even dreamed of, right? It's beyond their dreams. But when they get to that moment, Tom, how many times do we hear them say, well, that's a whole lot easier than I thought it was going to be. That's not as hard as I thought it was going to be, right? And it's because it's smooth and it's reproducible day after day. So these things that we're talking about, listeners, precede your growth, right? Your aha moment, the application of these instructions and these teachings are the things that will set you up to have your moment in the spotlight or your moment of unbelievable results in your own office.
Boils down to it. You can't hold someone else compliant until you hold yourself compliant.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Tara, anything else on this subject or what we've got coming up in store to finish the year strong?
Well, it's that time of year almost to be looking at how far you've come. You know, you were talking about the growth of different doctors within Aligned. And it's really the time of year where we take a moment to reflect on our goals. We nail down how far did we come. And really, we're going to be looking at what do we want to accomplish in not only the last couple of months of this year, but what are we really going to dedicate ourselves to for the next year? And that's something we're going to be talking about at the next summit as well, really dialing down into what matters and figuring out what it is that you really want. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun. It always is fun and invigorating to really find new purpose or to strengthen the purpose that you already have. So look forward to everyone getting excited and invigorated and more on purpose in 2023.
Amen.
And the only way that happens in 2023 is you're there in 2022 to finish the year off so you can set the course, right? How are you going to know when you get there if you don't know where you're going? So you set that course as we close this year out. You set the new path, and then we have goals and objectives, and then we hold ourselves compliant to those goals and those objectives. But we only do that if we're walking that process together.
Before we wrap up, Dr. Tara, you were mentioning your coach who found you in the hallway and asked you, was class over? Was that Dr. Didi? Dr. Didi Wampfler?
Oh my, sure was.
I wish the Wamflers knew what we were doing now. I wish that they were aware of what's available to chiropractors doing honest, ethical, reproducible work. But Dr. Didi, if you're out there, you are still loved and appreciated. And we'd love an opportunity to chat with you about what we're doing and what we're excited about. Listeners, that's all we have time for today. Please remember that mailbag at amcfamily.com. That's how you can communicate with us. We are working hard to get better and be better for you. And we want to encourage you to be better for your patients and your family. Until next time.
And one more thing before we go. If you're a chiropractor who's searching for a better way to build a more sustainable, low-stress practice, then you can contact us at amcfamily.com. You can schedule a discovery session, or you can access any of our free content, webinars, podcasts, and the like.